if it's locally owned,
it's Copper Row.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Row.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Row.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Row.
And Copper Row is where we're going to begin this hour, because we've got Mayor Lydia Lavelle here in the studio for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org, and more on the town of Carboro at townofcarboro.org. Mayor Lavelle joining us here in the studio after having gone to Hillsboro earlier today and officially filing to run for re-election to what would be a 4th term as mayor. So welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I went out of town today. Yeah. I drove up to the middle of our county and, put my name in the hat again for another term.
So what's the experience like? I mean, you went on the first day and the first hour, and there were a bunch of people that were all there together, right, filing?
There were. And, as many years as I have been able, which I believe is pretty close to all of them, I always file on the first day if I'm in town, and I like to do it early in the afternoon. It's always a festive atmosphere. The Board of Elections does a really fabulous job of being prepared for the onslaught at noon of all the candidates. And I think particularly this year, it was a little interesting for them because a lot of the town is kind of asleep, since it's yesterday was the 4th and the holiday weekend. It's kind of a little slower in town. Maybe some more people wanting days off and things for the holiday. So I think they had that little extra challenge of it's kind of a slow day anyway, just around town. But they did a great job of moving us along. It's a process that just takes a little while. It's kind of a two-step process you have to go through when you get there. You first go into a room where they get all kinds of information from you and give you like a piece of paper, and then you go back out, and then you have to wait again, and then you go in the back, and then you get schooled on all
surrender
the
your
finance.
Valuables, fingerprints. Yeah.
Well, you're likening it to jail. It reminds me of giving blood. I don't know if
Yeah. No, that's true too. Yeah. And like you go from booth to booth. Yeah.
And then you go out, and then you give your blood, or you file to run for office. They did a fabulous job. But Aaron, as I thought about it, I mean, it's my 4th time as mayor, and then I did it twice as alderman, so it's, I guess, the 6th time I've been through that. And you develop a collegiality with all of the other candidates that are up there filing, because everyone, it's kind of like opening day of baseball. Everyone is just really excited, and you're it's never kind of any better than the day you file. But it was really nice. I met some folks I didn't know before. I'm not even sure if I remember their names, but I also saw some familiar faces there.
Very cool. So the campaign's going to officially start, I guess, now, and the filing period runs for another couple of weeks. So we'll see who, if anyone, files to run for mayor along with you. But what is the campaign going to look like for you? What are you going to be focusing on or talking with voters about?
Yeah, so it's I will say my campaign strategy, I guess, if you will, it has shifted every year I've run. Mm-hmm. I think the most intensive, was obviously the very first time that I ran for office. That's when you really haven't, you haven't cast a vote yet. You haven't angered anyone yet, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But you're kind of getting your name out there, and you're doing every single thing you can, totally obsessed to run and to, hopefully get elected. My second time running for a member of the Board of Aldermen was to kind of retain my seat. And so you're learning how to juggle that with your responsibilities. You can run on your record, right? And you have to explain, why you voted the way you did on some issues and so forth. I've been lucky my 4 years as mayor. The first couple of years I was not opposed. Last time I was opposed, which was fine because it gave me an opportunity to kind of reflect on what we had done in the years past. So part of my strategy will be in 2 weeks, I'll see if there's someone running against me or not. But in any event, I plan to tell the story to the voters of, what I think we've accomplished in the last 2 years, and where we can be better, and where I hope to lead the town in the next couple of years. And I know a couple of those areas of interest. I'll tell you in just a minute. But it's always, just really kind of interesting to see how it all shapes up. And it looks like we'll have a contested older person race, mm-hmm. which I think adds, that air of, kind of excitement to the fall, when even if the mayor were not opposed, it's still exciting because there's, as a lot of forums, a lot of meet and greets and a lot of questionnaires that you fill out. And I tend to do all of those that I can, even if I'm running out of posts, just to kind of get out there and also kind of hear what other people are saying who are running for the Board of Aldermen.
Yeah. So what are the conversations that you're having with voters and with other folks in Carrboro now? Have you felt it kind of shift in the years since you first started running for Alderman? Was that 10 years ago? 12
yeah,
years ago?
Yeah, I think, you know, as you become more, I don't want to say, it's certainly not arrogant, but I guess as you become more confident in your understanding of how the process works, you know, how change can happen, you know, how you have to build coalitions, how you have to be responsive to everyone in the community, you know, how you can't ignore voices, you know. You just become, I think, better and better at arriving at consensus over difficult subjects and difficult problems. And also it's a fire hose of information, you know. Those of us like you, I mean, you've been around it a lot too, but those of us who are in this business, you can't just like jump in, even from a place of expertise about the subject. You have to know how this community has viewed that subject, and even more, how your specific community views a certain subject and feels about a certain subject before you can really speak intelligently as a representative of the people.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, again, filing period beginning today, and it'll run for 2 weeks. So Friday, July 19th, we'll have the full list of all of the candidates, and then campaign season will get underway after that. So you mentioned you were going to talk about some of the issues that are going to be coming to the forefront this year.
Yeah, so I think, and honestly, what's really great about summertime, now that our meetings have ended last week, and now that we have July 4th behind us, which was fabulous, it gives a month or two when people can really kind of, you know, focus on, on the upcoming season. I think if I were to talk about maybe my three broad priorities for the upcoming term, if I'm elected, reelected, again, I think my number one concern is getting the Southern Branch Library built. In other words, getting the 203 project underway. And I feel like we're making some progress in that direction after learning that the Arts Center was going to not be a partner with us. And we've been exploring some different parking questions around that and just how that infrastructure will look. And so I'm hopeful that when we return in September, we'll have some solid answers on how to move forward with that. Because that's really important. And it's been in our budget and the county's budget for the last couple of years. It's something our community wants. That's my number one priority. The other two areas I know that I really want to help lead the town through over the next couple of years if I'm reelected. One is we're at the front end of a comprehensive planning process for the town, a comprehensive plan. You might recall all of our decisions, we kind of look at what's called Vision 2020. And right now it's 2019. So we have to, and that was created in 2000. It served us well for 20 years. But more and more, we have folks coming to us and saying, you know, where do you want to grow? Where do you want to be dense? What areas of town do you want to preserve? Where do you want more commercial? Where do you want to go up? You know, and it's time for us to kind of have that conversation again as a community so we can tell people when they come in and want to legitimately, you know, add to the vibrancy of our town, we can say, well, this is what our community wants. And so they can move forward with that and not have to go round and about with it, which happens a lot with us. So that's another area. And I guess the third area, if I had to kind of hone it in on three, there are so many, every area with the town is important, but is the idea of how we can plan for a sustainable future for our town, not just by way of community climate, our community climate plan, which, you know, is, it permeates everything, but in terms of how can we upgrade our infrastructure? You know, stormwater is one area we're doing some great study on that we're going to have to do around some areas that are prone to flooding in town. And we'll have to make some decisions as a community as to how much we want to put toward that. But another is, you know, we have a lot of some of our buildings are in vital need of repair and or replacement or upgrading. Town Hall and Public Works are two examples. How can we address infrastructure needs there? And also just some of our sidewalks downtown. Like we have a lot of expansion of our sidewalks, but, you know, I always tout our town as the most walkable, bikeable, transit-friendly town in North Carolina. Well, some of our walkability downtown is people are tripping, you know, and the sidewalks are kind of falling apart. So those are my three broad areas, I would say, in this term as mayor that I like to focus on if I get reelected.
Awesome. Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, I've got to wrap up in a minute, but other things on the town's plate right now, other things on your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I guess what's nice is I want to give another shout out to everyone who came out to all of the activities we had yesterday at Carbo Town Hall for the 4th of July. I think it's really nice how all of our events kind of fit with the area events so that people know they can spend the day in Carbro and then go to Chapel Hill for fireworks in the evening. We had a great day of the People's Parade and all the activities at Town Hall. And once again, we had a really good turnout for the Frederick Douglass reading, which was at noon yesterday. I think we had close to 300 people there. Dr. Freddie Parker, Professor Emeritus of History from North Carolina Central, gave a really good overview with his keynote address. And, you know, every year I see lots of people who return, and they often talk to me and remark every year they get more out of the speech, as do I. And every year I always see newcomers, which is really cool. You know, family members, you know, visitors, friends, folks who heard about it for the first time. And I always get this question, Aaron, you know, how if I want to be a reader, you know, what should I do? And so I told people yesterday, I'll say it again today, if you're interested in being a reader, please send me your name, and I'll add you to my list of prospective readers. And then next year in early June when I send out the list of folks asking them if they want to be readers, you'll be on that list. And you can let me know if you want to read, because I think that really, I mean, the community is what makes that event, you know, and I think it was really awesome.
Yeah, and I've done it every single year, and it really is. I mean, it's a great thing to take part in, but it's also a great thing just to be there for as well. And it's great to see the number of people coming out increasing every year, and now the number of communities that are doing readings like that increasing every year too.
No, it's really awesome. And I saw Sally Green a short time ago, and she actually had been to the one over in Durham today. Mm. And she said it went really, really well today.
Awesome.
At Stagville. So that was the first year I think they did that
one. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I hope it catches on. But other than now, I guess the 4th of July is kind of the official end, and let's take a breath for the summer for Carbro. Yeah. So I know staff is rotating some vacations. They're working on some projects they can devote some time to. The alders, we're all taking a little bit of time to kind of, you know, step back and get caught up. And we'll hit the ground running again the first week in September.
Sounds good. Again, townofcarborough.org for more information on the town, including upcoming events and activities. Mayor Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.